And we have come to give you glory. And we have come to give you praise. We have come to give you glory. And we welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. God, you're welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. See, we have come. Oh, shout out, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and let all that's within me shout out. Oh, shout out, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and let all that's within me shout out. Sing it again, shout out.
These pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole, empty-handed but not forsaken, I've been set free, I've been set free.
Sweet the sound that says
myself down, raising up the broken to sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see it now. Can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to
shakes the mountain tops, the only word that breaks the curses off. Your name, the one that covers all, is higher than the others, higher than the others. Sing it again, your name. The name that shakes the mountain tops, the only word that breaks the curses off. Your name, the one that covers all, is higher than the others, higher than the others. Sing full of faith. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name. This name that storms the gates of hell, the only word my life will live to tell. All the earth, oh, all the earth will bow beneath the sound that's higher than the others, that's higher than the others. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, oh, name but yours, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. just bow. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Let's keep singing that out. There's power. Yeah. And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Oh. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Full of faith and wonder. Of your love. And I don't want to lose the wonder of being in your presence, of knowing such a friendship to be with you, my God. In everything I am, I throw into your hands, and I just want my life to ever be entwined with you, and tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, and tethered to your heart, and oh, tethered to your heart. What more could I desire? What greater thing to treasure? I'm convinced there's nothing better than living in your love, caught up in the wonder of being in your presence, of knowing such a friendship to be with you, my God. In everything I am, I throw into your hands. I just want, and I just want my life to ever be entwined with you, and tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, and tethered to your heart. I just want, and I just want my life to ever be entwined with you, and tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, and tethered to your heart. No, tethered to your heart. Draw me closer, take me deeper. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Draw me closer, take me deeper. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where, draw me closer, and draw me closer, take me deeper. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Draw me closer, oh take me deeper. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. And I just want my life to ever be entwined with you, and tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, tethered to your heart. I just want my life, and I just want my life to ever be entwined with you, and tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, tethered to your heart. Oh, tethered to your heart. And draw me closer. just want my life to ever be entwined with you, tethered to your heart. And I just want my soul to ever stand in awe of you, tethered to your heart. Tethered to your heart.
God, we just want to be close to you, Lord God. We want you to be the best thing for us, God, Lord. Would you draw us closer? Would you take us deeper, Father God? We want to know you more, Lord God. I pray today, Lord God, you would speak to every heart, God, that we wouldn't just go with the flow, we wouldn't go with our feelings, God, but we'd make this decision to truly be after you, Father God, to truly seek you, Jesus, God, because this life isn't a game and so many things can go wrong, Father God, but if we're holding on to you, Jesus, Lord God, we know everything will be okay, Lord God. So I pray, Father God, every single one of us would make this decision to truly follow you regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what we're feeling, God, to be tethered to your heart, Lord God. Would you draw us closer, God, to places we've never been with you today, Jesus? Would you speak to our hearts, speak to the emptiness that we have inside of us, because you're the only one that satisfies, you're the only one that fills us, Father God. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to listen to you and to be spoken to, Lord God. We open up our hearts and ears to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oops. Good morning. We're going to read from the Bible. Yeah. We're going to read from Exodus 17, but before that we have this announcement. Wednesday night, youth fellowship at 6:30 and youth group at 7:30, and they have two classes for younger ones and high school. You are not dismissed, but you dismissed yourself. Go ahead. Okay, so we have study Wednesday for adults or young adults at 6:30 the prayer, and 7:30 is the Bible study. And we have the angel, we have the offering first, and the box is there. If you see a handsome man with a beard, it's behind him. Hi, Eddie. Angel Tree Project is here, and they are here, the cards. So if you signed up for Angel Tree, please take whatever you signed for and start preparing them. I think it will be like collecting by the end of the month. Okay? What's that? Oh, Instagram. Instagram. We have Instagram. Hey! Sign up for it. You sign up or don't? I don't know. Check it out. Follow it. Cool. Anyway, what else? Bowling event. So what do we do? You see? Okay, what? Perfecto. Okay, and the time is there. Yeah, November 23rd, and the time is at 5 p.m., and the location is there too. You can take a picture so you can go to the same location. Okay? Anything else? And again, Instagram. Right? Okay? That's it? Woo! Thank you. Go ahead. Exodus 16. Yes, the whole chapter.
Hello. Thanks. Good morning. Like you said, we're in Exodus 16. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening, and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, 'At twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.' That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have had in your tent.' The Israelite did as much as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. Then Moses said to them, 'No one is to keep any of it until morning.' However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, 'This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning.' So they saved it until morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots in it. 'Eat it today,' Moses said, 'because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any.' Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where they are on the seventh day. No one is to go out.' So the people rested on the seventh day. The people of Israel called the bread manna. It was white like coriander seed and tasted like wafers made with honey. Moses said, 'This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come, so they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt.' So Moses said to Aaron, 'Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it, then place it before the Lord to be kept for the generations to come.' As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron put the manna with the tablets of the covenant law so that it might be preserved. The Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan." An omer is 1/10 of an emphith.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your presence is here. Even before we ask for it, Lord, you are here. Lord, I thank you that you're going to feed us the manna today. It's all about you and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus to open our eyes, to see you and to experience your glory among us. In the name of Jesus, amen. So this message, I've been praying about it for a long time, and it touched my heart a lot, and I believe that, and I pray that God will use it the same way that God used it in my life. And the whole chapter of Exodus 16, it's too much things that you can get out of it. So I divided it to four sections. We're going to cover only one today, and another day we're going to cover the second one and the third one and the fourth one. So it will take us like 4 weeks to cover the whole chapter. Today we're going to cover only the introduction. So there is the introduction, and then there is another part, which is when they gather in the morning, what does it mean to go and gather the manna in the morning? And the second one is when they gather the Saturday, the Sabbath, for the Sabbath. And the third one is the when they gather only for witness for the generation. Okay, so today we're going to cover only the introduction, but it's a lot of revelation, a lot of things that we can share, and I pray in the name of Jesus that it will touch our hearts. Amen? Ready? Yeah. Then. Ready? Yes. Amen. So, as you heard, the whole chapter, it's all about God providing for the Israelites. And this is what I thought it is. I thought it's when I read it for the first time, and I think all of us think about this story or about this miracle as a miracle of provision, right? That God provided the manna, that God provided the meat for the Israel, for the children of Israel in the desert, in the wilderness. And it was like, yeah, all the time I hear about it, you know, in the churches, I hear about God's provision through this story. But when I read it and I was reading it, I felt like God is like, you know, shining a new light, which is, it's not only about provision. It's not only about provision. It's about obedience. It's all about, am I obeying the word of God, which is what says here. The whole generation, the whole congregation was complaining. There's no food, there is no food, there is no food. By the way, just to make it easy for us to remember, this introduction have 3 points. Yeah. Thanks to you. So it has the confusion, the grace, and the wonder. The confusion, the grace, and the wonder. So the confusion here is when the whole congregation, they started to complain, which is when I was reading it again this morning, I discovered something new. Okay, so then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. Do you know any name of the whole congregation? Do you remember any names from the whole congregation? I know 3 names. Come on. Mean? Who? Mary, the sister of... Did she complain? It says, the whole congregation. And who else? Did Caleb? Aaron is one of the complained about, you know. Did Caleb complain? It says the whole congregation. Did Joshua complain? It says the whole congregation. The whole congregation. Everyone is complaining. Everyone is complaining. And complaining about what? There's no food. I like this. It says, oh, in another translation, if only that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. If only. They are so confused. They are so tired of their situation. They are saying, if only we've died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. Wishing death. Wishing death, right? I am suffering so much for my situation from hunger here. I wish I'm dead. This is what they're saying. I'm not creating this. It says that we wish that we were dead by the hand of the Lord. And why by the hand of the Lord? Because I don't want to commit suicide. But my situation is unbearable. I cannot bear it anymore. I wish I'm dead. What you're doing to us, God, what you're doing to us, we wish that we were dead instead of what we're going through now. Confusion. Why confusion? We will see. We don't want to be killed by the Egyptians, and we don't want to kill ourselves or commit suicide, but we wish that we are dead. When we sat here, oh, if we were dead in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to full. What they are remembering now? They remember the time of Egypt that we were sitting by the pots of meat and ate bread to the full. Really? Is this your situation? By the way, they are not lying. They were slaves in Egypt, but they are not lying. The Egyptians used to feed their slaves, make them strong, to carry all the weight of, you know, stones and all the digging they had to do, all the, you know, have you seen the pyramids? Yeah? Have you seen them? It needs strong people. So they fed them, right? Yes, you ate a lot of meat. Yes, you ate a lot of bread. But did they give you the meat and bread just to enjoy it? No! It came with it. Slavery. It came with it bondage. It came with it that you were insulting you and putting you down. Really? Let's remember in Exodus 3 when God talked to Moses, told him, I have seen what? The suffering. I have seen what? The suffering. I heard what? Their cry. I've seen their suffering. And I heard their cry. This is why I decided I'm going to deliver them. Their situation was suffering and crying. But all what they remember now, because they are hungry. All what they remember now is the pots of meat and the bread. This is deception. Don't you remember? Sometimes we remember the old days of sin. I was like, You remember those days of being free and, you know, doing whatever I want and, you know, doing crazy stuff. Yes. But do you remember, too, that you were a slave to sin? Do you remember that you couldn't control anything? That your God was Satan himself? That he was controlling your life? Do you remember this too? No. Because I'm hungry, I'm confused. Because I'm empty, I'm confused. I forgot everything. The confusion here is amazing. That they forgot all the horrible stuff that happened to their life because of the enemy. And they remembered only the meat and the bread. Totally wrong perspective. They believe that the Lord Himself, because of the confusion, they believed that the Lord Himself got them out of the land of Egypt to kill them in the wilderness. Please focus on this because it's very key. Okay, they believed, because of the confusion that they have, they believed that the Lord Himself got them out of Egypt to do what? To kill them in the wilderness. So when they have this bad situation, hungry, just hungry, just hungry, they started to complain and say, You got us out of Egypt, the place that we have meat and bread, and you're killing us in the wilderness. It's totally wrong perspective. Don't you remember? Don't you remember when God delivered you from the bondage of slavery in Egypt? Don't you remember what did He say? Let my people go to do what? To die in the wilderness? Let my people go to what? To worship me. So I can lead them into a land that will do what? Flow milk and honey. Hallelujah. They forgot that. They totally wrong perspective. Because of what's going on in their life. One situation, hungry. One situation, they forgot the promise of God. They forgot that their destination is not the wilderness. Their destination is the promised land. That God is on their side, not against them. But because of the situation that they are going through, because of hunger, they thought God brought us out of Egypt to kill us in the wilderness. And maybe you think about it and you say, bad. Bad children of Israel. You're bad. You don't understand. But you know what? We go through this. All of us go through this. And sometimes we do the same. Complain about God. Complain. Complain. Last week, I got fired from my job. And I wanted to say, I was laid off. No. I got fired. And I wanted to be maybe I will share it, but I will share it in a dignity, a little bit of dignity. No. I got fired. In a bad way. You know? Insulting way. And when I was going back, I saw something happened to me in the car. I was hurt. Emotionally. I was hurt. And I felt like there's two screens trying to come in front of my eyes. One screen, dark, wanted me to see everything horrible. And what's happening to me, it's unjust. I don't deserve that. Which is true. It was unjust. And I don't have enough income. I'm going to starve. but I'm going to be kicked out from my apartment or whatever. You know, all the bad ideas. The following day, I was trying to be approved to buy a house, and everything is gone, because the black or the dark screen that trying to get up in front of my eyes. And there is another screen that God wants to put it in front of my eyes, saying, this is beautiful. What happened to you is so beautiful. Look at it through my eyes and see, this is beautiful thing that happened to you. If I let the dark screen come and control my eyes, I will hate the people that dealt with me injustice. You know, I was like, you know, and I was like trying to make it more biblical. Lord, you promised, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And those people cursed me because they took away my income. And I was like, hoo-hoo, fire. This is the screen. This is the screen that is talking here. Dark. But when I put this screen, when I allowed God to speak through this screen, His perspective, I felt like God saying, isn't it? All things works together for the good, for those who loves God. I said, yeah. And so I felt God saying, okay, this is one thing from all things that will work together for your good. I was like, oh, yes! This is one thing from all things that will work together for my good. So when I let this truth, I felt like, wow, this is a blessing. They just pushed me one step ahead towards my promised land. They just led me. It was not nice. It was hurtful. It was painful. But they led me forward to my promised land. And I was like, yes! This is why I could say, Lord, I thank you. And I bless them in the name of Jesus. And no, not only bless them. I felt like they will be blessed. I will bless those who bless you. They blessed me. So they will be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the people of Israel, they see everything dark. You got us out of Egypt to kill us in the wilderness. They don't know that they got off. The wilderness is only a stage. Is only a transit. Is only for a time. Only a period of time. If you continue believing that God is good, you're going to cross to the other side of the wilderness. Amen? Amen? So, the confusion happens when you allow the darkness that comes from... Who brings this darkness? God or the enemy? The devil himself, you know, he puts the darkness in front of my eyes to see everything is dark. This is what happened here. The confusion happened here. The second point is the grace. Is the grace. They started to complain. To grumble. I like the grumble more. Grumble. It's more aggressive. Grumble. Say grumble. Let's say it like me. Grumble. Grumble. You know? Grumbling. Grumbling. Grumbling means, you know, you complain, right? But it's more grumble, you know, coming out of grum, you know. It's more power, grumbling. Complaining is just from here. Like, grumbling is like, what you're doing is wrong, you know, grumbling. When they started to grumble, God said what? I have heard their grumble. This is why, in the evening, they will know me. And in the morning, they will see my glory. What? What? In the evening, I will give them the meat, and they will know me. And in the morning, they will see my glory. I was like, wow. Wow. So if we grumble, we will know you in the evening. And in the morning, we will see your glory. I will invite my grumbling team, you know, to lead us in a grumbling song, and we will be fine. We will see the glory of God because we... No. This is the grace of God. I see this. People are grumbling. And you're promising them to see, to know you in the evening and in the morning to see your glory. Ah, because this is the grace of God. It's not the God that waiting for you to grumble and then bang, so you don't grumble again. What are you grumbling about? You know, I was like, stop grumbling, stop nagging. No. I know that you're going through a hard time. I know that you, and I'm not gonna treat you according to your sin. I'm not going to treat you according to your iniquities. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you because I'm merciful God. I'm gracious God. This is what, when I heard the songs today, by the way, I was like, ha! Ha! The first song you sang, I forgot it. No, it was nice. It was good. The second song, it was, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, what? Bless His holy name. This is the same psalm that I prepared to read for you. Psalm 103, from 1 to 14. Believe it or not, I'm going to read 14 verses by myself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in mercy. He will not always strive with us, not will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For the heavens are high above the earth, for as heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards those who fear Him. As far as east from the west, so so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As Father pities His children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows, I like this, for He knows, you have it here. For He knows our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Even though He knows that we are just dust, but He does not treat us like this. He treats us precious, like precious sons and daughters. He does not deal with us according to our sins or iniquities, because He's merciful and gracious. He's full of love and kindness to each one of us, even if we are grumbling, even if we are not walking with Him. His love is the same. His love is the same. Maybe because of my sin, I don't see it, I don't receive it, but His love does not change. No matter what you do, no matter what you don't do for Him, His love is the same, because He's gracious God. He's a very gracious God, full of grace. Full of grace. His grace. He's merciful. He's merciful. Hallelujah. He shows Moses His ways. He knows. He made him know His ways, and the Israelites His acts. But I pray for us that we will know Him, to know Him, not to see His acts, but to know Him and to get deep in the knowing of God. Say amen. Amen. So, Aaron and Moses, they were tired of their complaint, and they said, "You're not complaining about us. Your complaint is against who? God Himself. When you complain, you're complaining about God Himself." And God is saying, "I will bless you. Even though you're complaining against me, you're grumbling against me, but I will bless you because I'm gracious and full of mercy." Amen. The third section, the first section we said the confusion. The second one is the grace. And the third part of this message is the obedience and the wonders. The wonders. As we read in chapter 16, which is that the manna, just focus in this area because it's very, very, very important. Okay? The manna itself, you should go in the morning, everyone go in the morning to pick it up. Okay? Before the sun comes up and the heat, because the heat will what? Will do what? Will melt it. So you should go every day and pick it up. And you pick up only for that day. Do not keep anything for the following day. If you keep it, what will happen to it? It will stink and it will grow worms. This is the first stage of the manna. Okay? But the second stage of the manna is, the second nature of the manna is, on Friday, you go and pick up the manna, but not only for Friday, but for what? For Saturday. Will it stink? Will it grow worms? No. Why? Because I want you Saturday to take what? To rest. So this type of manna, it will stay how many days? 2 days, Friday and what if they remain to Sunday, some for Sunday? what will happen to it? It will stink and it will grow worms. So this is only for Friday and Saturday. The third portion of manna is the one that they will put it in a jar and they will keep it in the ark of the Lord for how long? For how long? For generations to come. Will it grow worms? Will it stink? No. So the three parts or portions of manna changes according to what? Two things. I know that you are very clever. You're going to get it. Two things. What? God's word and obedience. What changes the nature of the manna is two things. God's commands and people's obedience. If you don't obey, as if the word of God didn't receive it. Yeah? It will not do anything. And I say again, this miracle happened to test their obedience. I want to give you the manna, and I will give it to you in three things, three conditions. And you have to obey every condition. And if you obey my commands, you will see miracles. How? Okay. I started to think about it. And I started to remember the water. Okay? When God created the water in the beginning, created the water. Water. He spoke. He created the water and the dry places, right? Dry places, people can walk on you. That this is the specifications of the dry land. Dry land, people can walk on you, and you can hold your whatever, holding yourself, you know, so you can carry people. Water. The specifications of water, the nature of water, cannot carry people. You cannot walk in water, right? You will what? You will sink. But remember, God created the water, right? With His what? With His what? With His word. So when He created the water with His word, He put in it exception. Okay, no one can walk on you, water, except my son will come in one night and walk on you. You have to carry him. Not only that, Peter, there will be a guy called Peter. Egyptian. He will obey the word of God. He will obey my command. Carry him. I want you to carry him. I want you to show him the wonder that he can see. My situation can be changed by the word of God and my obedience. I'm going to continue this, but I'm going to read you a message that I've received yesterday. I asked Fawaz if I can read it. He said yes. I told him I was planning to read it anyway, even if he said no, you know. Fawaz was praying for the speaker of this morning, and he sent it to you first, right? And you told him that Philip is preaching. So he sent it to me again. He said, "He is king. You are his child. He's in charge. He's in control. He works in hearts. He just desires obedience. He didn't know that I'm going to preach about obedience. He just desires obedience. You don't change hearts. He does. In the fruit of obedience, God is revealed. In the fruit of obedience, God is revealed. Strive to obey. Strive to obey. I humbly say this while feeling like a hypocrite. All God wants is your obedience. To give the word that He tells you. To give even if it's three words, which is I did three words. Confusion, grace, and obedience, and wonders. When we hear the word of God and obey the word of God, we will see wonders. We will see water changes the nature of it. The nature of water will be changed. So I can walk in. Can you make a heap of water? Heap, sa? Coma? Yeah? Can you make a heap of water? You know what? Heap. Like you bring the water and try to make it like a mountain. Can you make this heap? But when you hear the word of God, He says, I will make heaps of water so you can rise above it, so you can see above it. I will change the nature of things around you when you hear the word of God and obey it. Fire. Fire. Your nature will be consuming everything that you catch. You will be turning everything into ashes. You'll turn everything into ashes. When I thought about it, when I was sitting there, try to throw a paper that is colorful and wonderful, have all the colors in the wonderful picture, throw it in the fire. What will happen to it? It sucks all the colors from the picture or from the paper. And it turns it into what? Ashes. Dark. But fire. There will be a time three people will obey my words. They will be inside of you. You're not going to suck the life out of them. But instead, I will bring the forth the Son of God to be with them. Hallelujah. He changes the nature of things because of the word of God and our obedience. Iron. Iron. When you are thrown into water, you should do what? Sink, because you're heavier than water. But there will be a time that the command of the Lord will come and you will be floating on the top, on the surface of the water. He changes the nature of things around us when we hear the word of God and obey it. He changes the things around us when we hear the word of God and obey it. The wise man builds his house on what? On a rock. Because of the rock is the word of God. Blessed who what? Hears and obey the word of God. Hallelujah. You are blessed if you're hearing the word of God and obeying. Hearing, obeying came in the Bible, the word Shema. Shema. Actually, it's like Shema is Yesma, means hears. Shema. When we hear the word of God and obey, you will see wonders. You will see extraordinary things. Not the normal that Not the normal that you see every day. Not the normal. Mary is a single young lady, but she heard the word of God and she said, do whatever you want. Is this ordinary? That a single lady to be pregnant? No. She experienced the extraordinary, the miracle of the word of God. Because she heard and she do whatever you want. I am yours. I am yours. Do whatever you want. And she experienced the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing in the world. To carry the Son of God to save the whole world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The most important thing when we hear the word of God and obey it is that we are changed. Our nature from a sinful nature into the righteousness, into the holiness. He washes us with His word to make us what? To make us pride for Him without what? Without say it in loud words, I don't know it in English. He prepares us to be without blemish. Blemish? Or stain? Or dirt? Even if you feel dirty today, if you hear the word of God and you have the heart of obedience, God is saying, I'm going to wash you today. I'm going to make you clean today. I'm going to make you blameless today. Because you obeyed, I will change your nature today. I'll change your nature. I changed the nature of fire. I changed the nature of water. I changed the nature of iron. I change your nature today. From a nature that desires sin, from a nature that desires pride and, you know, all the darkness, into a nature that loves holiness and righteousness. This is when you hear the word of God and obey it. Obedience will make a lot of difference. When I was preparing this message, I was praying for the church. I was praying that, Lord, make us obedience. Make us obedience. Make us hear your word and make us obedience. Because we need to delight in the word of God. We need to delight and obedience. God in Samuel, 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel was rebuking King Saul. Why did you do that? Why did you offer sacrifice? I wasn't. No. God does not delight in sacrifice. He delights in what? He wants obedience. He wants to see hearts that obey. Amen. He doesn't care about your offering. He cares about your obedience. And I searched the word obedience, and this is what I found. What is obedience? Compliance with order. Okay, compliance with an order or request or law or submission to another authority. This is obedience. When I hear the order of the Lord, I submit myself to hear Shema, or there is another word in Hebrew, Shamar, which means reserve. No, not yani Yahfaz. To keep. Okay? So obey means to hear and keep. Hear, keep. Keep it in my heart. I'm going to keep. حفظت كلامك في قلبي لكي لا أخطئ إليك. Hide. Yeah. I will hide your word in my heart so I do not sin against you. I don't want to sin anymore. I want to obey. Say amen. Say amen that you mean it. Amen. Amen. That we're going to obey the Lord. The Greek meaning, the Greek word of the word obedience is, actually it's two words, under hearing, okay? And I remember, تحت السمع والطاعة. I don't know if you, تحت السمع والطاعة means the under the hearing and the obedience. This is a saying in Egypt. We say, when someone orders, especially in the army, do this, soldier, do this, we say, under the hearing and the obedience. I heard, and I'm going to obey. Amen? Whatever God asks us to do, let's be under the hearing and the obedience of the Word of God. And when we do that, wonders, I promise, not I promise, the Word of God, we will see wonders of His law, of His Word. We will see wonders. We will see wonders from the law of God, from the Word of God, when we hear it. And let's pray together. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You that You turn our eyes today from grumbling and complaining into praise and thanksgiving. Because thank You, Lord, that we believe in You. We believe that You are good. And Your mercy is new every day. And Your grace is sufficient to all of us, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You that You are waiting to bless us and show us Your glory, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus for every individual here. In the name of Jesus, I speak wonders in their life to see things out of the ordinary. I pray in the name of Jesus that diseases will be healed miraculously, that eyes will be opened, the paralyzed will be walking in the name of Jesus, that sinful nature will be changed today, that people in trouble will experience extraordinary peace, that people in trouble will experience the quietness of Your presence. That people will starving will experience Your fullness today and Your glory. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that You will change our hearts to obey Your word, to obey the commands that You speak over our lives and through our lives. I pray for families in the name of Jesus to experience Your love, Your grace, Your mercy every morning. Thank You that You are wonderful. Thank You that You are wonderful. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Why don't we all stand for this last song?
I worship You. light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. And you are here. You're touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. And you are here. You're turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. And you are here. You're mending every heart. And I worship you. Yeah, I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Sing it again, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. One more time, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop one more time, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who, sing, that is who you are. And that is who you are. 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 Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. One more time.
provide a way, Lord God. You're the way maker, Lord God. You're a miracle worker, God. In the times where we seem like nothing good can happen, Lord God, you come in at the time where we feel like you wouldn't ever come in, Lord God. At the time where we feel like it's all over, God, you come in, Lord God, and you provide a way. You provide miracles, Lord God. You save us constantly, Lord God. The very fact that we can walk and talk and do so many things is a miracle, Lord God. And you, God, are a miracle working God, Jesus. I pray, Father God, we would come to realize that, God. That, Lord God, even at our worst moments, you're here. You're here. You're always here. And you will provide a way. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, if there is any doubt in this place, if there is any fear, anxiety, whatever it may be, Lord God, I pray you'd show them you're our Father, Lord God. You're our Father, God. You hold the world in your hands, Lord God. And nothing is too impossible for you. Nothing at all, Lord God. If you can create the whole world, Lord God, with just one breath, then our circumstances are nothing. So we thank you so much for that, Lord God. I pray you would bless this day. You would bless this week, Lord God. You would be with us through it all, Father God. We thank you. We love you. And it's your name we pray. Amen. You guys are dismissed. Have a great and amazing Sunday.